parents like to show off, especially fathers. And on this Father's Day, I'll tell you this story of a father trying to impress his children. Now, this was a small, scrawny father, and his children looked at him with awe. And he said, "Before you were born, I was a great lumberjack, and I was able to cut down trees." I'll tell you the story. Once they were looking for a worker, and big men came, were not able to cut down this mighty oak. And I was able to do so within 3 hours. And when the man asked me, "Where did you get such skill?" He goes, "In the Sahara forest." And the children said, "Dad, you mean the Sahara desert?" He goes, "Now they call it the desert." And so, sometimes because of this perceived machismo or showing off, we forget what fathers need is what everyone needs. You remember the song, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, respect? That's what every human being needs. In this society, we have developed a very nice and acute interest and love of animals. And sometimes we have more affection for them than human beings. If an animal gets hurt, we run to it. If a child gets hurt, we try to console it. But if an adult gets hurt, sometimes we say they deserve it. Is that the reaction of a Christian or even of a human? So today on Father's Day, we remind ourselves of the compassion and sensitivity that all of us should have. No matter how strong someone is, how macho they pretend to be, because all people need that tenderness that the smallest animal loves and expects from human beings, and we rightfully give them. So let's not forget to do that. One person I was talking to recently spoke about someone's accomplishments and reminded me, someone else's gain is never your loss. And someone else's loss is never your gain. In other words, we're in this together, this world, this planet, this spaceship. And the more we look upon each other as here is someone I could encourage, I could help, I could lift up, then it makes the trip easier. There was a joke about a person who got on the plane, and you've heard this probably many times, and he was sitting in the wrong place, and it says, "Please sit up two seats." And the waitress or the stewardess said, those seats get there quicker than the rest. And he was encouraged to do so. We all get to our destination better when we take care of one another. So anytime someone is hurting, consider yourself the person who should pray for them, help them. If anyone gains something, accomplishes something, you have taken take joy in someone else's accomplishment. In this way, the idea of church, the idea of humanity becomes a reality in your own life where you never write someone off, put them aside, say they don't belong to me. If we call ourselves brothers and sisters because we pray to our Father, then we have a common journey, a common goal, and hopefully each of us will help us get there better and make the trip more enjoyable. Slava Isusu Hristu!